We're on with Pastor Jeff Huebing, author and theologian, and also the contributor of this series about the mysterious gift of tongues. Now, Jeff, why don't you just start by telling us a little bit about your experience with this mysterious spiritual gift that's a little controversial for some believers?
I was not a Christian when I was born or in my earliest years, but my parents started going to Christian churches and experimenting with them when I was in around preschool and kindergarten. Eventually, they landed in a church, part of a denomination that believed in speaking in tongues as an ongoing experience for Christians. Now, I gave my life to Christ in the third grade, and right at the same time as I prayed a prayer of faith, I was encouraged by the Sunday school leaders to open up my heart to the Holy Spirit, and they said if I did that, that I might experience speaking in tongues. And so I kind of just followed their lead on that, and began to speak in tongues on that very same day. Now, that's maybe not a common experience for a lot of people, but that's kind of how it was for me. As I grew older, I would say that I spoke in tongues every once in a while. I was encouraged to do that during private prayer and worship. But as I think I learned more and more about the Christian faith, I had questions, probably just like anybody else. When you grow up in a tradition, you start to explore that. You start to think about it. You start to maybe read in the Bible about it and ask, what does this really mean and what's going on? And then you have certain questions like, is this real? Did I just start doing this because someone said to do it? And so I think in my teenage years, high school, and those started to become questions of like theology and at the front of my consciousness. Well, eventually I went on to do graduate studies in scripture. I have a master's degree and a doctoral degree, and as I was studying the Bible, both in English and then eventually original languages, I really wanted to test this out. Like, would speaking in tongues be something that I could see as a part of the expectation for a Christian life? And, I started out with the experience and then later wanted to figure out theologically what it was all about. Well, the more I studied it, the more I started to realize that this was actually a Bible thing. This was something in the New Testament. It was something probably experienced by the majority of Christians in the earliest years. And then on a number of levels, there was teaching about it in several different biblical books. And so I started to get a handle on what it was, why it was, and how I might even start to cultivate it and practice it in my own life. So I've kind of been on a journey with it. First it was the experience for me. And maybe it's like this, with a lot of us, even in terms of our experience of being born again or coming to faith in God, it's like we experience that. Something resonates with us. We realize we need God. We need to repent, and we do that, and we trust Christ, and then maybe later on we find out more and more about what this is. What is this Christian life, and how do we live it? And I don't know, so maybe there was a little parallel there with my experience of speaking in tongues, and then later coming to maybe develop a more full understanding of what it was and why it was.
Now, some people taking this series don't even really understand what it is. Can you just explain real quick, what is tongues? If they were to come in to a church where someone is speaking in tongues, what would they see?
Well, that's a great question, and I think part of what I'm trying to describe a little bit in the blog, because I think some people might think of speaking in tongues as gibberish, or to them it might sound like a nonsensical, or even just some kind of foreign language it might sound like. So it could sound fairly benign to some people. It might just sound like someone is speaking Swahili, or maybe someone is speaking Chinese. But in other cases, sometimes it sounds downright odd or funny, or it may sound just silly or goofy. Like, I don't know that there's a description that would cover all the different experiences of tongue speaking that I've heard. In a basic sense, I guess what I would say is speaking in tongues is a form of verbal communication with God, but in a non-learned language. So it's something that is not necessarily rational. And it might scare some people a little bit. I don't think it has to, but I do think it's a legitimate way to describe what we're talking about. It's a spiritual phenomenon. It's something produced by the Holy Spirit that people give voice to, but not in a language that they have, you know, learned, or not in a language that they find, you know, where there's a rational process going on in terms of your intellect.
So it's speaking in another language that you don't even know. It's this spirit speech, this mysterious spirit speech, but you don't know what you're saying. Other people don't necessarily know what you're saying, but God knows what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's a really helpful way of putting it. You are saying something, but what you are saying is not immediately discernible to you or others around you, even though that there is content there, because it's generated by the Spirit. Now, this is the sense I get from doing some of this New Testament study. There is a way to get at the content, but that involves another one of the Holy Spirit's gifts, the interpretation of tongues. But in the moment, you're not necessarily conscious of what you're saying. So it is mysterious, but also it is Spirit-birthed, if it's being done in a way, as I say, that's consistent with what the New Testament teaches.
Yeah, and we'll get into all that in the further lessons. But you make the second point in this first lesson. I want you to expand on it. You say, generally, we're uncomfortable with things that we can't control or fully explain. Help us know what you mean there.
Well, I think this is something that is a part of our, especially our context and our, you know, way of life here in America. And in the Northern Hemisphere and Western world in particular, we like to know how stuff works. We want an explanation for things, and generally speaking, even in our approach to God, many of us are uncomfortable with Him organizing the world or running our lives unless we know why He's doing what He's doing. It's not a new thing, obviously. I think that there are many biblical examples of people who ask God for explanations for what they're going through. But God may or may not provide those explanations. So in our mindset, I think we want to have a clear idea of what's going on, and things that we can't have that explanation for, we tend to be suspicious of, or we try to avoid, or at least they just make us feel uncomfortable. I think certain traditions of Christianity are maybe more comfortable with the mysterious. Even as I consider the difference between our Protestant heritage, I'm so grateful for it. I love the fact that we are Bible-based and we want things to line up with the teaching of Scripture. But there is another component to that which tends to make the mind or the intellect, you know, kind of our point, if it doesn't make sense to my mind, then it can't be true or it can't be real. And there's a danger there. There's a danger there of not being willing to embrace something that we can't fully explain. And so I just want to say that, you know, as it comes to speaking in tongues or things like this, because there isn't a rational explanation, it doesn't mean that it isn't a legitimate expression of the Spirit or isn't a legitimate way to contribute to our life in God.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I'm sure there are a lot of people taking this lesson that their heads are spinning a little bit right now, because, you know, this is something that's in the Bible, but maybe if you've never experienced this before, you just sort of brush past that and just think, oh, I don't even know how to explain that. And so some people, I'm sure, are, as we start this 6-week series, are going to say, what in the world is this thing? And so, and again, we'll get into that in these lessons, but this last thing you say in the first lesson is speaking in tongues is spiritually valuable. I think that's a great way to end your first lesson. So explain that to us.
Right. And I just get this straight from the biblical book of 1 Corinthians, where Paul spends really the better part of a chapter, you know, chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians, not just helping the Corinthians learn what to do with this gift, but straight up affirming that not only does he pray in tongues, but that he desires for all of them to pray in tongues. And that may sound striking to us. It may sound like over the top. And yet, this is the same apostle who we trust you know, in a way to help us define our faith. It's the same apostle that teaches us that it's by grace and through faith that we are saved. You know, these fundamental foundations of the way we understand the gospel. The same guy is saying, I want you all to do this. There's got to be something at the core of this that matters. And I think if we're honest, we could all maybe even relate to this idea. For a lot of us, we came to Christ in a way that we can't, how do you explain the reason we felt compelled to trust Jesus? You know, there are some things about our conversion stories. We can't explain them because they were something that gripped us, something that convinced us, something that maybe we can't even put our finger on that compelled us to turn to Jesus. And so we may not be able to explain everything, and yet we know what happened to us. We know how Jesus was made real to our own hearts and our minds. So when I think of tongues in this way, maybe it sounds strange, it looks mysterious, and yet clearly there's something spiritually valuable that is a part of this experience that someone as noteworthy as the Apostle Paul could commend it to his readers and say, this matters, this is important, this is valuable. And, you know, maybe if we just give it a chance, if we give the scriptures a chance to speak to us, and it might help us to deal with a little bit of maybe uncertainty, even fear that we might have with respect to this practice. But in the end, I do want to affirm what the scriptures themselves say. And I believe they say, you know, without hesitation, hey, there's something for us in this, something that builds us, something that contributes to the cause of Jesus in our own lives.